Besides the story of the birth of Christ, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens is probably one of the most quintessential pieces of Christmas literature. It has been adapted for film, stage, and television more than any other work of fiction. The story ends with Scrooge keeping Christmas well, but that looked rather different in 1843 when the novella was published. In 1843, many of the traditions we take for granted hadn't gotten started yet. We didn't drag trees inside or hang lights or stockings. We didn't share Christmas cards or break open Christmas crackers. We didn't tell children to watch out for Santa or reindeer. Before the Industrial Revolution, most families couldn't afford to buy special presents. It wasn't even customary to take the day off work. So what does it mean for Scrooge to keep Christmas well? He doesn't rush out and buy presents or a wreath for his door. He doesn't make plans for big dinners or parties. Instead, he goes to church, he gives to charity, he repairs his relationship with his nephew, and he vows to better provide for the family that depends on him. Do you think that Scrooge does a good job of keeping Christmas well? Let's consider the original Christmas story. Our gospel tonight comes to us from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. A Christmas Carol brings together Scrooge's past, present, and future in a way that completely transforms him. The Christmas Story brings together the past, present, and future of the world in a way that completely transforms all of creation. It is a story placed in those days, a fixed point in history long behind us today. But it's also a story of Joseph's past, the return to the city of his father and his father's father and his father's father's father, all the way back to King David. It's a story of the Word of God, who has always been with us, who was and who is to come. And the Christmas story is also the present. The story may begin in those days, but the angel proclaims that unto us is born a Savior, a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger this day. That miracle continues on in the present tense. Christ is born and continues to be born on this night and on every night. The incarnation was not a one-time miracle. The angel's invitation is still open to come and find the child and adore him. But that Christmas story, the story that took place 2,000 years ago, is also our future. This child, who took his first breaths that dark night, will one day take first breaths again within a dark tomb. He will grow to be a man whose stories will be told far into the future from the perspective of the shepherds. The tiny body that wiggled and cooed in his bed of straw is the body that we break tonight and will be the body that will return in triumph. So how can we keep Christmas well? How can we do right by the story that happened in those days, but also on this day, even while looking to a future far ahead of us still? Jesus is not the only child born this night. He isn't alone in being born to parents struggling to find a place or a welcome or the resources they need to survive. He isn't alone in being a vulnerable child looking to us to be taught and cared for and protected. Matt Rawl wrote something in his book, The Redemption of Scrooge, that I really liked. He said, "Faith is not a protective bubble against the dark places of the world. If it were, God would never have allowed himself to be raised by a pair of human, fallible, everyday, albeit blessed, parents." I think that faith is finding ways to be a protective bubble against the dark places. And I think that seeking out those dark places and finding ways to protect the vulnerable people inside them is exactly how we are called to keep Christmas well.